Unconscious and unable to breathe on her own. This woman is battling for her life. Her nurses have worked on front lines around the world, but now they serve at this military hospital in northwestern Germany.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I was still deployed in Mali, and it was a bit surreal. During the missions, we had training on how to behave, but it was a bit like a TV movie. We saw it, but we couldn't really understand it. It wasn't until we got back to Germany and the case numbers started to suddenly rise and the first patients came in that we fully realized what was beginning to happen here.
This military-funded clinic has something few hospitals can boast, a surplus of staff. Many here are on standby to be deployed. While cases are doubling every 2 to 4 days, Germany's health minister has ruled out a Christmas lockdown.
I think we are on a stable level here, and I'm also guessing that probably over Christmas, New Year's, we'll probably stay at about the same level of COVID patients.
These veterans rely on teamwork to keep their patients alive.
What we have achieved here in a relatively short time, but of course also the way the team stuck together and the camaraderie, I think that's going to stay with us for a long time after it all ends, if it ever ends.
For those fighting to breathe, a hand to hold is a gift their nurses hope will help pull them through. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.